You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
We just had a program talking about 5G technology, and we talked about specifics about it because it's how fast your mobile devices get information delivered to it in a wireless way. And so 4G is what we're on now. We needed 5G. We talked about it. We said whoever will be the one who gets the 5G technology will be the one who rules the information, which is basically a superpower, in the world. Little did we know that President Trump was going to be launching a super deal package we're going to talk to you about in just a moment. I'm Greg Lancaster, and this is John Ramos. This is, remember, we just talked about this. And our president comes out, and we're thinking, will we win it? Well, guess what? President Trump is launching a super deal for us to be ahead of every Asian country, and the thing about it, when America succeeds, the world succeeds. And because we share, just like Israel succeeds, everybody succeeds. But I want to say this. I want to remind you before we move into this, to the White House, that 5G technology, one way that was best described, and we had it on our program, listening to the Nuke Ingrid podcast, I forget what it was called, and one of his guys he was interviewing really explained it really well. You think about this. Imagine having your mobile phone or your device handling a terabyte of information, not a gigabyte. It can handle a terabyte of information and carry it around wherever you're at without even connected to anything. Second thing, imagine now that it could receive information wirelessly through 5G technology, a gigabyte a second.
That's massive real-time speed. I mean, no lag whatsoever. It's instant.
It's just a second. It's smaller than that. It's like 7/16 latency in it, which means that you can actually be in one country moving these electronic hands that are operating in somebody else in another country, and it would work. Or you could have driverless cars and that type of technology. And the last thing that this whole convergence is taking place, that why this is so important, is AI, augmented or artificial intelligence, where all this is coming together because it gives you so much information. You need some technology to be able to make sense of the information, and AI will do the groundwork to be able to give you the information. Well, that's all happening, but what we needed was this 5G technology. And so we thought, I wonder if we're going to get it. Well, guess what? You got to see this. This is President Trump at the White House. He's meeting with the farmers, and he's meeting with the FCC, releasing some awesome, awesome reality that we're investing big time. We're going to be the leader in 5G technology for the world. Let's join President Trump now in the White House.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. Big day. Very important day. We have a lot of important days at our White House. And this is, to me, the future. I want to thank you all for being here to discuss a critical issue for our country's future, winning the race to be the world's leading provider of 5G cellular communications networks. It's all about 5G now. We were 4G, and everybody was saying we have to get 4G. And then they said, before that, we have to get 3G. And now we have to get 5G, and 5G is a big deal, and that's going to be there for a while. And I guess at some point we'll be talking to you about number 6. What do you think? Do you think that's true, Asia? But right now we want to be the leader in this. We're the leader in almost everything else. And we're grateful to be joined by FCC Chairman Ajit Pai, who's been doing a fantastic job, and Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Stephen Sensky. Thank you very much, Stephen. Appreciate it. And tell Sonny hello. He's doing a tremendous job, really tremendous. Secure 5G networks will absolutely be a vital link to America's prosperity and national security in the 21st century. 5G will be as much as 100 times faster than the current 4G cellular networks. It will transform the way our citizens work, learn, communicate, and travel. It'll make American farms more productive, American manufacturing more competitive, and American healthcare better and more accessible. Basically, it covers almost everything when you get right down to it. Pretty amazing. And just as 4G networks paved the way for smartphones and all of the exciting breakthroughs, they made possible so many things. This will be more secure and resilient. 5G networks will also create astonishing and really thrilling new opportunities for our people, opportunities that we've never even thought we had a possibility of looking at. We cannot allow any other country to outcompete the United States in this powerful industry of the future. We are leading by so much in so many different industries of that type, and we just can't let that happen. The race to 5G is a race America must win, and it's a race, frankly, that our great companies are now involved in. We've given them the incentive they need. It's a race that we will win. In the United States, our approach is private sector driven and private sector led. The government doesn't have to spend lots of money. According to some estimates, the wireless industry plans to invest $275 billion in 5G networks, creating 3 million American jobs quickly, very quickly, and adding $500 billion to our economy. And as you probably heard, we had another alternative of doing it. That would be through government investment and leading through the government. We don't want to do that because it won't be nearly as good, nearly as fast, and especially in that business. I think that they'll be better doing the job than a lot of the folks that we know and love. To accelerate and incentivize these investments, my administration is focused on freeing up as much wireless spectrum as needed. We're going to free it up so they'll be able to get out there and get it done, and removing regulatory barriers to the build-out of networks. As Chairman Pai will discuss with you in a moment, the FCC is taking very bold action, probably bolder than they've ever taken before. It's a new frontier to make wireless spectrum available. By next year, the United States is on pace to have more 5G spectrum than any other country in the world. That's a big statement because, as you know, some people got ahead of us. We should have been doing this a long time ago, as advanced as it may be. In addition, last October, I directed the Department of Commerce to develop a national spectrum strategy to free up even more spectrum for economic activity, including 5G. The FCC has also taken action to streamline the permitting process for 5G infrastructure with state and local governments. That's a big deal. It takes too long to get permits. We're going to free that situation up, and we're going to put limits, and the local areas are going to listen to us very, very strongly. They have a big incentive to do that. They must now approve new physical infrastructure within 90 days instead of many years. It can sometimes take 3, 4, and 5 years. We're going to put a limit of 90 days. And there is now a cap on the unreasonable fees local governments often charge. They get greedy. They think, hey, we can really take advantage, and it ends up that everybody gets hurt. So we're putting a cap on those fees. These changes will contribute greatly to building high-speed networks across America, and it's going to happen very quickly, very, very quickly. By the end of this year, the United States will have 92 5G deployments in markets nationwide. The next nearest country, South Korea, will have 48. So we have 92 compared to 48, and we're going to accelerate that pace greatly. But we must not rest. The race is far from over. American companies must lead the world in cellular technology. 5G networks must be secure. They must be strong. They have to be guarded from the enemy. We do have enemies out there, and they will be. They must also cover every community, and they must be deployed as soon as possible. As we are making great progress with 5G, we're also focused on rural communities that do not have access to broadband at all. And we have a couple of people from the great farms that I love that I'm sure voted for me. I won't ask them, but they seemed, I think they, for the most part, yes? Good. I think for the most part they did. I think, I know that almost automatically. I'd be very surprised. But I have to say, I've been talking about broadband for rural America, the farmers and others. They have really been, they just haven't been treated properly. And now what we're doing is we're making it a priority. That's the areas we want to go to first, so they're covered. We're also working closely with federal agencies to get networks built in rural America faster and at much, much lower cost than it is even today. So now I'd like to introduce a very special man who's really worked hard and gained the respect of the world, truly, because they see what we're doing in our country. Who'll be making two major announcements to accelerate our 5G future and extend broadband access to every American. No matter where you are, you will have access very quickly to 5G, and it's going to be a different life. I don't know that it's going to be better. Maybe you're happy the way it is right now. But I can say technologically, it won't even.
This is so powerful. This is so powerful. Think about it, 5G technology. Basically, whoever controls all the information of the world. Because President Trump rose to the occasion, all of our information now won't go to China and then around the world, because they were fighting to be able to have 5G technology.
Fighting hard
to be able to get it. And guess what? Because of President Trump doing this
right.
amazing thing, we got to go to break. But think about 3 million jobs, he's investing over $270 billion. It's private doing it versus government doing it, which means it can happen faster. The spectrum is being released to be able to operate those waves going through it. The regulations are coming down.
$500 billion added to the economy.
Because of it. And it's just so powerful. Listen, comment below. This is huge. 5G technology, we're going to be the number one by the end of this year. And at least in Asia, we'll be competing to Asia, which is awesome. That's China. And so also, comment below. We want to hear your thoughts on 5G technology. What do you think about it? It means you can do surgery anywhere. You can do virtual medicine. You can do driverless cars, all this technology. And if it's going to happen, wouldn't you want it to happen in America's leadership versus the leadership
Absolutely.
Of a dictator somewhere? And so comment below, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We want to hear from you. We love hearing from you. It's an exciting day that it's happening in America. So the Federal Communication Commission, the FCC, they control all these particular airwaves that are going on, broadcasters and the police officers have radios that they control everything
airwaves.
In the air, airwaves, you know. And Chairman Pai, he's a commissioner on the FCC. He's the chairman. Now, this man, we're about to hear from him. I got to just give a shout out to him, because in the previous administration, when they were wanting to take over the airwaves and make the internet, that's what they're trying to do, controlled like a utility, which means they could regulate and government would be over controlling what you said, what you did. Can you imagine those federal regulations being over the internet?
No.
And Pai stood up. He stood up and just said, this is not right. And he kept on. They kept on making these rulings that were against what was right. But he stood up in the midst of all that. He was willing to forego all that stuff that happened and just, you know, just bad narrative over him. And guess what? Now he's standing strong. Now he's actually the Chairman Pai of the FCC, and he is leading the charge for taking America into the leadership of 5G technology. And he's in the White House with President Trump. Let's join him there.
So, Chairman Pai, thank you very much. Please say a few words.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Mr. President, for your compelling vision of U.S. leadership on 5G. I also want to thank Larry Kudlow, the director of the National Economic Council, for your steadfast support of this vision. Mr. President, as you observed, America must win the race to 5G, the next generation of wireless connectivity. And this matters for two key reasons. The first is national competitiveness. We want the good-paying jobs that develop and deploy 5G technologies, jobs that support some of the folks in this room, to be created here in America. We want these technologies to give our economy a leg up as we compete against the rest of the world. The second reason U.S. leadership matters is that 5G will improve Americans' lives in so many ways, from precision agriculture to smart transportation networks to telemedicine and more. We want Americans to be the first to benefit from this new digital revolution while protecting our innovators and our citizens. And as you pointed out, Mr. President, we don't want rural Americans to be left behind. And Mr. President, that's why I'm pleased to report that America is now well positioned to win the race to fast, secure, and reliable 5G. And don't just take my word for it. In February, ABI Research stated, and I quote, "It is the United States who will win the 5G race in the short term." That same month, Cisco projected that in 3 years, 5G would be more than twice as prevalent in North America as in Asia. Last week, CTIA reported that America leads the world with the most commercial 5G deployments of any nation. And just this past Tuesday, it was reported that 5G-related job listings here in the United States increased 12% in just the past 3 weeks, according to data from an online job search service. Today, 5G is a success story, an American success story. Well, how are we getting the job done? As the lead agency on 5G, the FCC is pursuing a three-part strategy called the 5G Fast Plan. First, we're freeing up spectrum, the invisible airwaves that carry wireless traffic. We finished our first 5G spectrum auction in January, and we're holding a second right now that has already generated almost $2 billion in bids. Second, we're making it easier to install wireless infrastructure. 5G will rely heavily on a web of small antennas. But when I came into office, regulations designed for tall towers threatened to strangle our 5G future in red tape. We have eliminated these rules because infrastructure the size of a pizza box shouldn't have to jump through the same regulatory hoops as a 200-foot cell tower. And third, we've taken action to encourage the deployment of optical fiber. That is because 5G isn't just about wireless. We'll also need strong fiber networks to carry 5G traffic once it goes from the air to the ground. And we've done a lot to make that happen, including ending heavy-handed regulations imposed by the prior administration. And here, too, we are getting results. Last year, fiber was deployed to more new locations in the United States than in any year before. But in the race to 5G, our early success is still early. We still need to do more, and we will. And so today I'm announcing two new steps the FCC will take to build on our momentum. First, the FCC intends to start its third 5G spectrum auction on December 10th of this year. This will be the largest spectrum auction in American history. We will be selling 3,400 megahertz in three different bands. And for those of you who aren't wireless experts, that is a lot of spectrum. Second, to help build the infrastructure of the future, the FCC aims to create a $20.4 billion Rural Digital Opportunity Fund headed by the agency. This money will extend high-speed broadband to up to 4 million homes and small businesses in rural America. These next-generation networks will bring greater economic opportunity to America's heartland, including some of the great jobs building infrastructure, and they will help support future 5G technologies. In closing, I want to thank you again, Mr. President, for your leadership on 5G. Your White House has advanced your vision in many ways, from international treaty negotiations to much-needed regulatory reforms. I appreciate all these efforts, and in the same spirit, this FCC will help build a great and lasting legacy of American success on 5G. Thank you, Mr. President.
It's so exciting to see what's taking place. This is so huge. The whole new industries and jobs are going to be established through technology. You know, we talk about driverless cars and different things like that, but the reality is that this brick and mortar concept is just, it's...
Well, life is going to change as we know it. I mean, everything's going to change. Think about it. Driverless cars, robots, AIs. This is what 5G technology means, because you're hearing this technology, but what does it mean to your life? It means almost everything instantaneously.
I want to hear from this rancher, because this rancher we're talking about, he said very specifically, we'll let you do it as a private instead of government doing it, private industry, but you first have to do rural first. And that's so important, because we need every part of America's land hooked up on the 5G, which means you'll start seeing people populate in areas of the country where
they have it,
because you don't have to be in New York to have that kind of technology. Let's hear what the ranchers have to say about what President Trump's saying in the White House. Let's join there.
Mr. President, we really appreciate the fact that you have put this emphasis on rural America. The things that you have done in office have been tremendous for us. We look forward to the next several years of you continuing to do that. The theme that you struck today, though, of deregulation, broadening it out, and letting the American business, letting the American farmers and ranchers fix the problems of this country really rings hard with us. That's what we try to do, and that's what we'll take forward to build this nation. Thank you for your help.
Thank you very much.
Mr. President, Chairman Pai, on behalf of the National Association of Tower Rectors, our 900 member companies, we build, deploy, and maintain the wireless infrastructure of this nation. And y'all fixing to put us to work. We appreciate it.
And your people do an incredible job, Jimmy. Thank you very much. What a great job. And they go up high. How high do you go?
I've been up there 100 feet.
Yeah. And somebody said 200 feet and sometimes more. It's a long way up. And you feel very safe, right? Huh? Who said 200?
1,000. 1,000?
Come here. Come here. How high do you go?
Up to 1,000 feet.
I don't want that job. Thank you very much. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it. It's going to be a great, great thing.
I hear said the towers for 5G is going to be 24 inches tall. Think about that. They say you can put them outside your window.
And how high are the towers now, the 4G towers?
They're huge.
What would you guess?
I don't know, 500, 800 feet?
Feet?
1,000, I don't know.
Big difference.
Yeah, very, and it's very, you know, landscape messes the landscape, but this is big, and it kills a lot of birds. But anyway, you're going to be able to put these everywhere, which means you can have 5G anywhere as long as you get those antennas up. Now, think about this. So many people now are working virtually out of their homes, maybe receiving this right now because of technology around the world, whether you're on broadcast, cable, or streaming on your device. But it's going to come to you much faster. I think about also, you know, I was just at my doctor this last week, and my doctor's talking about how they're reaching out into rural areas now, and they can do virtual medicine where they're meeting with the patient over their phone, and they send them a particular link, and they click on it. It's a secure link, so they can look at them, they can ask them questions, they can look them over, make sure they're okay, and give them a diagnosis. And he didn't have to drive all the way to, you know, the Veterans Administration. That veteran can be in Wyoming and still get the medicine and stuff that he or she needs.
That's awesome.
But driverless cars and all these different devices that we're going to have, and it's just going to change everything. And the big issue you have now, we have all this more data. What do you do with this data? That's where AI comes in. Artificial intelligence or augmented intelligence is going to put all that information, do the groundwork, and just gather that together and bring it to us in a way that we can make a better decision. But it's not going to be able to make decisions like we make decisions. But now it'll crank out all this data, bring it all together. As a matter of fact, AI now is actually better at diagnosing, some of the reports are, of cancer than a whole group of doctors who are cancer specialists. I mean, it actually, Watson, the computer, does a better job at finding and diagnosing cancer in someone. It's like, why would we not want something that could help one of our folks out?
Well, yeah. To quote a congressman, it's getting scarier and scarier and scarier.
Well, he was talking about missiles coming out of South
America.
Oh, I
know, but this is still scary.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, so here we are. We're getting close. And obviously, we're moving into that day and time when a government takes over this kind of technology. That's when we're all going to be under a different economy called a beast economy. He talks about it in Revelation chapter 13. We can't talk much about it, but we'll talk about it in a future program. But you can go to Revelation chapter 13 and talks about the mark of the beast, and it's talking about a beast economy. That's a beast economy. And it'll be ran by a government, and it will be evil, and you can't buy or sell without him knowing it. Yes, we're getting here, but you know what that means? The Lord is coming soon. I want to pray with you. I want to bless you. I want to pray that God would give you wisdom during this time. And because of technology, we're probably coming to you around the world, not just broadcasting through antennas, but we're also coming and streaming all around the world. Be sure to go to our Spotify. We're just on there now. We are follow us on there. Go to our iTunes and our app that's there.
And Google Play.
Google Play, our YouTube channel. Subscribe, connect, comment, Spotify.
Rate us.
Yeah, rate us, and we'll be able to give a shout out. Give us a 5-star. And it helps get us around the world, takes us out even further. I want to pray with you now. Father God, I pray a blessing over our audience, God. Encourage them, give them wisdom during this time. Father God, we thank you for the president who's rising up and leading us in the charge of 5G technology. And God, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.